taken care of.
Okay, it's 11 a.m. on February 18th, KPFK local station board, and I'm going to take roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Jonathan Alexander, excused absence. Marlena Bond?
Here.
Sandy Childs, excused absence. Roberta Eisman?
Here.
Stephen Franz, excused absence. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Dan Goodman?
Here.
Stephen Kaiser?
Here.
Doug Kriegel?
In the car.
Maggie LaPique, excused absence. Ollie Alexa, excused absence. Barbara Marbach, excused absence. Ishmael Parra, excused absence. Reza Poor? Steve Pride, excused absence. Dorothy Reich, excused absence. Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yeah.
Mansoor Sabah?
Azur.
Lance Simmons?
Here.
Fernando Velasquez?
Presente.
Lisa Wong?
Yes.
We have 13 people present. Chairman, we have quorum.
Yay. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Is that working?
No.
No? Do we have a switch we can flip for this?
Yes.
Thank you.
A switch.
It's not even on. Hold on to your ears, folks. Okay, try.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay, we're cool.
That's enough, Marlena. We get yours is live.
Okay. Roll call has been taken. I'm willing to entertain a motion from Mr. Reyes about agenda approval or a modification to the agenda.
Yeah, I just want to modify the agenda from taking public comment 4 and moving it up just before personnel committee, making it item 2A.
Or actually 2A and personnel committee motion would be 2B.
And then is
anyone opposed to that modification to the agenda?
I am.
Okay. Can we just take a hand vote on whether or not we should make that modification?
I'm sorry.
It's an amendment.
Well, I'm sorry, what was
the amendment? The amendment was to place public comment on item number 6, move it up to before the personnel committee motion, which is item number 2, so that public comments at item number 3 would stay where it is, but we would have public comments before the personnel committee motion.
So we would have a before and after that.
Right.
No.
Okay.
You need to have public comment before you vote. You should have public comment at the personnel committee motion.
Okay, excuse me, public, when it's your turn to comment, we will recognize you. It's not that time yet. Thank you. Okay, so let's vote on whether or not to approve.
Jim?
I'm sorry, was there a second to Mr. Reyes's motion?
He had the wrong motion.
Restate your... I'd like to restate my motion. If that's
yes.
Okay.
Please do so.
So, what I want to do is
speak into the mic.
Put public comment just before National Committee elections.
Which public comment? Number 2?
It is.
Yeah, we have item 3 is just before National Committee elections.
Yeah, good one, right?
It's public comment.
Then item 2A will remain the same. I think I'm a little confused.
Yeah,
won't be the last time.
So we're going to go with your original motion, which Mr. Velasquez has seconded.
Item 2A.
Right.
You can rescind.
So.
Can we
have discussion?
If you feel that discussion is needed, Mr. Simmons, please discuss.
What is it that is actually being proposed?
Okay,
I'm wanting in clear English. What are we doing?
Okay, let me clarify it for you. If you have the agenda in front of you, we are looking at moving item number six, public comments.
Item number three?
No. We're looking at moving item number six, public comments.
Which is public number two.
Okay, please, audience, do not interrupt.
Item number two.
Excuse me, please.
No, I get it. It's number six.
Okay, item number six on the agenda, where the proposal is to move that public comment session in between items one and two. So it would happen before the personnel committee motion.
Jeremy, quick question.
And for the maker of the motion, what's the rationale for doing that?
Rationale is to, I believe, is as I heard a constituent, is to be able to, they have a comment as to the nature of the public, the program search committee motion.
Right. So, Jamie, we'll have no public comments at number six there after the reports then?
Correct.
Okay.
Michael, come in.
If Mr. Reyes, this motion is passed, that would be correct.
Can you hold off on that? This thing reworked.
Okay. Chair, I think I got it clear now.
Okay, so are you good with your motion?
No, he's not.
Would you like to withdraw your motion?
I'd like to withdraw the motion.
Okay, right. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda as it is?
No.
Okay.
Point of information, if I wanted to split the... move to split the personnel committee motion, would that affect the approving the agenda?
No, we could do that at the time that item comes up. Okay, is there any objection to approving the motion?
Yes, there is.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, please state your objection.
Okay, I'm objecting because I wish to modify the agenda.
In what manner?
Okay, matter of...
One moment. Mr. Secretary Ray Sapor has arrived. He has joined us.
I'll withdraw the motion.
He's now making a new motion.
Sit over there.
And we have some materials for you there. Thank you, Mr. Sapor, for joining the assembly. I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes, can you
restate
your motion on agenda modification?
Yes, so we want public comment number four to be taken before the...
You mean number three?
Number three.
To be taken before the vote on national committees. And then...
It is. It's already there.
Three is before four.
And then public comment before voting on the personnel committee motion.
Well, that would be your original motion that you just withdrew.
No, he wants to move public comment number three.
Excuse me, Bella, sit down. Thank you.
Excuse me, Bella, be quiet.
Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
I think that what some people may want is that the public comment
number three.
Before the vote on the personnel committee motion.
Number two,
correct.
So in other words, the way it's written is after the vote is taken, it would really be before the vote is taken. I see a certain problem here. I think that the personnel committee motion really needs to be divided, and I would make a motion to divide it. And Myla has already said she would make the motion to divide it, and then and maybe we could divide it but not vote
on
it.
Why?
Excuse me, Bella, be quiet. I think that discussion on this item is out of order at this time. I want to get back to Mr. Reyes's motion.
This is what I'm just trying to clarify what he...
I'd like him to clarify it for me.
Okay, so for some reason, my coffee hasn't kicked in. And I'm having difficulty clarifying the motion. But it's along the lines of what Ms. Goodman is trying to explain to us. I like motion number two to be before motion number three. I mean, public comment number two to be before motion.
No, three!
Okay, so Mr. Reyes, can
you indulge me, Chair?
Let me try to clarify it. And please, nobody else needs to help Mr. Reyes. I can handle this, okay? Thank you. I will work with him on this. Okay, so thank you. But thank you, everyone, for trying to hop in and clarify matters, but it's just confusing them more. So just let me handle it. Okay, so Mr. Reyes, you would like to move item number three before item number two, basically switching item two and three?
No.
Would that be correct? Excuse me. I'm asking the questions, Mr. Reyes. You do not have the floor.
No.
I have lost some words. Can you believe that?
Okay, Mr. Velasquez, please. Would you like to state the motion in lieu of Mr. Reyes?
What Mr. Reyes is trying to say.
Now, why don't you just make your own motion?
I move that public comment number one be placed before the local station board ad hoc committee creation, and public comment number two be moved to where number three is now.
That makes more sense.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going on that.
So that's actually what the original motion was.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Could the chairman please state the motion
okay.
in clear terms?
So, item number, Roman numeral number one would stay the same. Roman numeral three would move to Roman numeral two. Roman numeral two would move to Roman numeral three.
Call the question.
No. Six.
Excuse me.
Ignore the
obvious. Mr. Velasquez is nodding his head in acknowledgement. Is there a second to that motion?
I second the motion.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the amendment is so made. And do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
And I have, is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Thank you very much. We have 8 excused absence requests. I'll entertain a motion to approve excused absences.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any objections to approving excused absences?
I object.
There is an objection. So let's take a vote on approving excused absences.
Chair?
We can do a hand vote.
Chair?
Excuse me.
May I hear Lansom's objection in my informal vote?
But please, if you'd like to articulate your objection, Mr. Simmons.
I am only objecting because I think that there needs to be better participation so that we're not having to wait at least a half hour in order to try to scrimp together a quorum. And I think that there's an abuse of the excused absences. That's just an intuitive feeling on my part. I don't have any documentation of this. But I think the excused absences are granted too freely. And I think we ought to clamp down on absences. And if you don't want to come to these meetings, you ought to get off the board.
I agree.
Okay, please no comments from the public at this time. So, with that explanation, can we now go to a vote on approving excused absences or not?
Excuse me. May I?
You may. Ms. Goodman, you have the floor.
I would like to vote on these as a block. However, if it does not pass as a block, then I would like to take each one individually because there are different circumstances for each one.
Yeah, I...
Really?
We will vote on them as a block, period.
Chair?
Jamie?
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, Ms. Iden, yes.
I believe the bylaw says that each term has a maximum of three excused absences. Has our secretary kept track of the number?
I do not have a tally at this point. However, I could develop a tally and provide the board with that.
I'm not necessarily concerned myself.
Roberta, it's three unexcused absences. It's in the bylaws.
I take my objection back.
Okay, Mr. Mansour, did you want to chime in, or was the question answered? Can we go to a vote on this item?
Is unexcused.
Excuse me, public, please be quiet. Excuse me, public, please be quiet. Mr. Secretary, please take a vote on this.
All those in favor of approving the excused absences, please raise your hands and keep them raised. Eight in favor. All those opposed to approving the excused absences, please raise your hands. Five opposed. All those abstaining?
One.
Okay, eight in favor, five against, one abstain.
Approved absences are approved. Excused absences are approved. Thank you. We had at our last month's meeting of the Delegates Assembly an executive session, and the report out from that January executive session is the KPFK Delegates Assembly met in executive session on January 21st. 2018 to discuss confidential Pacifica financial matters. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes for January.
So moved.
Is there any objection to approving the minutes from January?
Executive session?
Not executive session minutes. Our minutes for last month's meeting. Hearing no objection, the minutes are so approved. Okay. We have our session for public comments at this time, I believe.
That was quick. Go ahead, my friend. Please, my friend.
Good morning, John, KPFK, business sponsor. I believe the matter of excused absences, as I recall, it was three consecutive unexcused absences.
Correct.
Not, right? So it's very important to maintain a tally. Also be advised that if someone does have three unexcused absences, there is no vote. You don't vote on it. You don't discuss it. It's sure. Automatic. Okay, I was the secretary, so I handled this. When someone didn't show up, I left this meeting, I went home, and I found out who the next person on the list was, and I emailed them and asked them if they wanted to join. When they said yes, they were a member, and that was it.
Sure.
You don't discuss it, you don't vote it, you don't move on it, you don't debate it.
Lose time.
The board officers take care of it and inform, and you know, keep everyone informed, absolutely. It was like a bank takeover. You know, you just go in and you do it, and there's no discussion. So it's automatic. You don't have to discuss it. There's no approval by anybody. So in the third one, it's done. So don't get caught in that trap of discussing things that don't need to be discussed.
Right now, no matter how many times
you okay, please no crosstalk from the board.
And like I said at an early meeting, you can create rules regarding or standards regarding excused absence of requirements, but you have to be careful that they don't contradict the bylaws. This board did pass a set of rules, and then like a month later, they rescinded them because the executive board, I think somebody somewhere else said they weren't viable. So there's limitations on the time, and who they should, you could say they have to be sent to the an officer, and they have to be sent before the meeting. It can't be done through secondhand communication. There has to be a reason given. It can't just say, I need an excuse. So you can think about this, but you know, you guys are going to have to write a really good motion to make it work, something you can all agree on.
Thank you very much for that clarification, Mr. Garrett.
I do want to speak to the personnel committee motion, but before that, I want to point out that Pacifica lost a lawsuit brought by Sharon Brown, who's a member of this board and who should be present here today as a member of this board. But Pacifica, in appealing that lawsuit, is rendering it moot. I think it's a violation of ethics, and you should hold yourself responsible for that. In terms of the motion from the personnel committee, the historic practice of this body for many years, and the practice should be recognized, is that the board elects from its own ranks members of a search committee for the general manager and for the program director. And the reason for doing that is because Pacifica functions with under instant runoff and representational voting systems that allow minority opinions to be heard in all bodies that have an effect. I think the previous practice also was an attempt to bring on to some of the search committees non-members of the local station board to allow for diversity of opinion and for people with experience in doing searches. So I think that this motion on its face is unfounded. I think that the part I have no support is authorizing the personnel committee to perform an evaluation of the interim program director. That is the main responsibility of the personnel committee, is to review the general manager and the program director and bring a recommendation to the board to evaluate those two key positions. I think it's ridiculous that you have someone who's a so-called interim who's been in place for, what is it, 8 years now? And has never been reviewed?
Nine years.
So I do support item two of the three items.
Okay, thank you very much.
In September, you were discussing in the agenda, September meeting, that you were considering just the fact that the conversation was inserted in the agenda to do a way to eliminate local station boards. It is unbelievable. And of course, this led you to pass the 12 or 11 draconian motions last month. I want an update from the other stations as soon as possible here today as to the status of their voting, yes, nay, etc. The other thing is that the next program director must be bilingual. Must be bilingual. And it should be of a minority area. And like Michael said, this has got to be an open, transparent process. And it has got to be. Otherwise, these frictions continue. And nobody knows what the left and the right is doing, because no one understands the programming from one side to the other. I am against almost all of the motions that you passed, most of them, the bulk of them, and because they are just completely consolidating the control amongst the controlling faction right now. And this is just beyond pale. The other thing is that, as John pointed out, it is three regarding the absences. It should be adhered to that three non-excused absences qualify for immediate elimination. And that should be the rule, not the exception. And when you voted for a block, it's not good because it is not taking into account individuals' circumstances. Thank you.
Thank you.
John Seeley, Mr. Stubbs. I'm confused in regards to the personnel committee meeting. Why wouldn't simultaneously have an evaluation of the current officer, holder, interim, or whatever, while announcing a search? I mean, it would seem to me to be logical that one conducts the evaluation of the current staff person and decides after that whether to open a search. Because if the decision is that things are quite satisfactory, then why would the body be opening a search?
You're missing out a lot of history, my friend.
I may be missing out a lot of history, but I'm looking at the present.
It was was over.
Thank you.
Someone take the microphone, please.
Actually, I'll wait until next.
Yes, one on the chair.
Okay. Would anyone, any other public comment? Okay.
One more.
There's one.
Paulina Vasilio, unpaid staff at KPFK. If I understand correctly, this board is entertaining a motion to form a subcommittee out of the personnel committee
to an ad hoc committee,
which somewhat seems to be contrary to the bylaws, because no subcommittee is supposed to come out of an advisory committee that has the right or the possibility to influence, to enter into contractual decisions. But then you're saying that the personnel committee is now open to anybody who would want to attend the meeting. If that is the case, it seems somewhat transparent. So anybody can be part of this ad hoc committee if they attend the next personnel committee meeting. If that's correct, would you please specify when that anybody, any delegate, member of the board currently, if you could specify the dates or clarify that for the eligible board members. Thank you.
Or non-board.
You're welcome. Those are okay. I will clarify that item as we are coming up on the next motion, and I just want to say that if needed, I will tack on the minutes that were not used during this public comment sessions onto the next public comment session.
Thank you.
Okay. As it relates to the program director search committee process as being put forth by the governance committee, and Ms. our chair of the governance committee is not here. She has an excused absence today, but I was at the governance committee when we drafted this motion, so I can speak on it. Our general manager search committee, in which we were successful in hiring a permanent general manager recently, went through exactly the same process as what we are proposing for the program director search committee. At my age, I lose my train of thought if people interrupt me, so please do not do that. Thank you. Now, where was I?
The same process.
Please do not interrupt me. I'm talking to myself, okay? When I say where was I? So, when we conducted the process for the general manager search committee, we opened up that process to every local station board member who was at the personnel committee who wanted to participate in that process. Nobody was excluded in that instance. All of the local station board members have been notified at least twice by email, by me, that should they desire to participate in the program director search committee process, that they are encouraged to attend the next personnel committee meeting, during which it is hoped, and if approved by this body, that we will create that ad hoc program director search committee meeting at the next personnel committee meeting from the members of the local station board who would desire to participate on that committee. If there are enough people interested, I would be happy to not participate in it myself. The date for that meeting is this coming Wednesday, 6:30. Excuse me, let's not interrupt me while I'm talking. Thank you. The personnel committee